ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome to the show. Travis Haney, Braden Gall here on a Thursday edition. 7-1 win for the Preds last night. Back on the ice again tonight. Back-to-back against Edmonton. Puck drop at 8 o'clock, so just set your clocks there. And, of course, Saturday against Calgary before they come home next week and get a couple of games at home on Tuesday and Thursday next week. Travis, at Trav Haney on Twitter. You can follow him there, at Braden Gall. Julian Council producing and intern Calvin hanging out as well. Steve Cavendish joining us here, former editor of the Nashville Scene as well as the Washington Post as well. Steve, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Good to hear you guys. Good to hear Travis on the air this morning.
That's what, like, I was like good. That. I don't think you know this, Braden, but so Steve and I, you know, we have mutual friends, and we are moving closer and closer to actually meeting in real life. We've now interacted in several different ways. This is like the way things work in 2017. Now we're hearing each other's voices for the first time.
So, like, you guys slid up into Steve's DMs first.
That's pretty much what happened.
And now you guys have talked to each
email,
other.
Email, and now we're getting closer.
I would love to be the facilitator to help. Two people that
that was supposed to be our other mutual friend, Steve Godfrey. He's the one who was trying to facilitate it, and he's very poor at that, evidently. But
it's because Stephen Godfrey has been Stephen Godfrey was
MIA,
like he was kidnapped for like 5 weeks working on a story probably about Hugh Freeze somewhere. Steve, sorry to hijack the segment, Steve Cavendish.
No, that's absolutely fine. I just love hearing Travis's voice like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's big. Big moment.
Have you seen any papal smoke from the MLS offices yet, or when is that going to happen?
Board of Governors is supposed to meet today, and they're going to vote, but we're not going to they're going to make an announcement on this until next week. So, you know, maybe something will leak out. It's kind of doubtful that it will, but there's going to be a decision. We're going to find out, presumably, on Monday. They keep saying the 18th through the 20th. I don't know why you have a date range for an announcement that big that's going to affect a couple of cities, but, you know, that's what MLS does sometimes. But the vote's going to be today, and presumably Nashville should get a franchise. If you're going by everything that the league has laid out, Nashville has clearly met all the criteria. It was interesting on the MLS Cup broadcast over the weekend. They had a big interview halftime with Taylor Twellman and Don Garber, and I wondered if Garber kind of subtly let Detroit know that they're not in it, because he was laying out all the cities that he said we have so many good cities and bids and so forth, and they're all going to build stadiums. And, you know, Detroit's going to be in Ford Field, at least their bid is right now. And I'm wondering, is that
down
the
to three?
You're letting them, you're signaling them early. So that would be, you know, if that's true, then it's Nashville against Cincinnati for that second slot, because Sacramento is going to get the first slot. And then, I think Nashville's got a better bid. They've got a more solid stadium plan, and, you know, it. If you said to me last year that Nashville's odds were 1-2, I would have told you that you were high. But you know, they've come a long way. The bid committee here has done a really good job, and I don't know. We'll see. I think they're going to get it.
Steve, Braden and I have spent some time this week talking about the possibility they're going to get this team. And really how the population will receive it, and whether Nashville can support well a third professional team. You know, you have the kind of in the rear view, the 10 years ago, hanging onto the Preds by a thread. That feels like a really long time ago. Do you think this is the right sport and the right time for Nashville to support and have a third professional team?
Yeah, I think actually it's the only third professional team that they could support, just simply because of the number of dates. If you tried to put an NBA franchise in here with, you know, 40 more home dates a year, say you move the Grizzlies up here, or say there's the kind of lingering baseball support around town. People always saying, oh, well, we always wanted a baseball team. I'm waiting on that. You know, that's 82 home games a year, or 81 home games a year. That's too much. The dynamics of the market will not support that. Soccer with 20 some odd home games a year, yeah, they can support that. So from a pure math standpoint, it's the right thing. I also think you want, you know, Nashville's been pretty good about picking something on the upswing. And you know, they caught the NHL on a good sort of swing up when the Predators franchise came in the late 90s. I think they're catching soccer at the right time. And I think there's enough corporate support and there's enough sort of fan support here to fill a stadium and to certainly have a successful sort of franchise.
Steve Cavendish go ahead, Steve.
Plus, there's billionaires behind it, so there's always a good chance.
Steve Cavendish joining here, former editor of the Nashville Scene as well as with the Washington Post as well. And the Tennessee Volunteers have settled in a little bit. The recruiting trail a little quiet this week, losing a couple of quarterback commits. But let me ask you just in general. We just talked with Josh Ward from Knoxville and had a lot. We're sort of the next evolution of this Jeremy Pruitt conversation is what is the offense going to look like? What would you like to see Jeremy Pruitt and the Tennessee Vols new coaching regime do as far as an offensive style?
Anything but a traditional pro style, set, and that can take a lot of different forms. It's one of the reasons why I was so intrigued with the Leach possibilities here, because Leach is a really interesting sort of offensive hire. I think he would have fit in well in the SEC. Go look at what Memphis has done the last couple of years. Go look at who used to be at Memphis, who's now at Virginia Tech, who I think is a really, really smart, has built a really, really smart system. There are ways out there to cut this that are different than what's being done in the SEC. I think Tennessee has to look at what a lot of other people are going and take a left or take a right. You do something different. They cannot line up with a one or two back offense and expect to win. And win in this league, the defenses are too good right now. They need something really, really creative. And if they want to come out and do an Oklahoma State style thing where they're going, four and five wide every play, I'm all right with that. I would be down for something interesting here. I don't know if Pruitt's a defensive guy. We're gonna see exactly, kind of what he's thinking here as he fills out his staff. But I would love to see something a little more exotic than even kind of what Butch Jones was doing this year. Tennessee's problem was they were way too predictable, particularly when you didn't have the threat of Dobbs running from the backfield.
We spent some time earlier in the week too, Steve, kind of ranking these new five SEC hires. We won't count Ole Miss because Matt Luke was already there. But we feel like you can break it down into certain tiers. I guess my question is, how far is the Jeremy Pruitt tier away in your mind from where that very top shelf is with Dan Mullen and Jimbo Fisher?
I think Pruitt is a complete unknown. I mean, there's just based off of his coordinating career, and as you know this better than anybody, somebody's coordinating career is so much determined by the people around them, particularly like at Bama, it's determined by the infrastructure that was already set up there. And your job is to come in and execute. And I don't know exactly what he's, what we're getting. You have the imprimatur of Saban and of, kind of quality coaches that he's worked for already, which is great, and which is kind of the most you can ask for in a top-level assistant. But I just don't think we know. There's not enough of a – you can't look at Bama's defense and go, oh, that's Jeremy Pruitt's track record. You can say he's done a very good job coordinating what is a mighty, magnificent machine, but is Pruitt responsible for
– This is
Bama
exactly what we would have said about Kirby Smart, right? And – the fact is, you just don't know. You can't presume that everybody coming out of whatever program it is going to be Kirby Smart at Georgia or Will Muschamp at Florida. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Muschamp is a great example. Muschamp is obviously a good coach. I mean, he's had a decent year at South Carolina. There's evidence, I think, of South Carolina maybe turning a corner here at some point in the very near future. But he came out with so much hype into a situation that he was almost destined to fail at. But he learned a lot from, and now he's a pretty good coach. You don't want Tennessee to turn into the place that Jeremy Pruitt learned, and he's going to be a good coach in this next job.
You can follow him on Twitter at S. Cavendish, of course, for all the latest MLS updates and whether or not Nashville will get a franchise or not, and variety of pretty much everything else in the world. Steve, always a pleasure, man. Love talking with you, buddy.
Gentlemen, take care.
One day we're going to introduce you guys.
Soon.
One day we will absolutely introduce you guys. I want to remind everybody, ESPN 102.5 The Game and 94.9 Game 2 is your exclusive home for the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl as the Kentucky Wildcats take on the Wildcats of Northwestern on Friday, December 29th at 3:30 p.m. Our 2017 Music City Bowl coverage is brought to you by Hi-Fi Buys, the Houston Clinic, and RNS Wood Flooring. Also want to remind everybody, continue to tweet at 102.5 The Game. You have an opportunity to win a $100 gift card from a Moments Peace Spa, Salon and Day Spa. We'll do that at the end of the show like we have the last couple of days. We'll continue that next week. And let us know why somebody in your life deserves to be treated awfully well, pampered, rest and relaxation, $100 gift card on the line. So tweet us. Creativity is encouraged. When we come back, we're going to have a major soccer announcement for Nashville SC. And what type of offense do we want for the Tennessee Volunteers? We'll do that when we come back right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.